Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we support entrepreneurs to take bold action, clear steps to start a business, get unstuck, or grow with more clarity, confidence, and courage. I'm Leslie Kane, a courage coach and founder of the Why Not Today movement. I created this podcast in honor of my dad, Patrick Kane, who often said, "Why not today?" And this has become my guiding question in my life and business. Each week, you'll hear a solo episode where I coach through some business challenges and guest interviews that go beyond inspiration to teach what actually works. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, you'll leave each episode with a clear next step and the reminder that you're not alone. So let's dive into the Why Not Today podcast that helps you grow with courage and by taking action. And FYI, I mention this every week, but I do not edit these podcasts. And the reason I don't is I want this to be real conversations. But today's episode is actually a solo episode with myself sharing the magic of community and why entrepreneurship doesn't have to be lonely. So, and I always say, or if you've been listening for a while, you know this podcast is all about courage, taking action, and saying yes to the things you've been putting off. And today I'm going to pull back the curtain a little bit and talk about something that's been in my heart, something I keep hearing over and over again from women entrepreneurs at every stage of the journey. And it's this: being in business can feel really lonely. And this started with a conversation with a friend of mine in the last year, and she had a franchise. And she, in tears, I will never forget this conversation, said to me that nobody ever told me how lonely this would be. I actually had a conversation with somebody yesterday that hasn't even started her business yet. And one of the first things she said to me in our conversation, when I said, "Tell me a little about yourself," she said that it's lonely. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so true. So whether you're running your business for decades or you're just getting started, like the person I talked to yesterday, the one thing so many women have told me is they feel like they're carrying it all alone. And I get it. I've been there. I've had seasons where it felt like I had all the answers, kept pushing and celebrate my wins in silence. And to be honest, it's exhausting. And so for me, I've come from a background of a 30-year career with Mary Kay Cosmetics, which was a very strong culture of celebration, recognition, cheering you on, accountability, tracking, and a tribe to run with you. If I had a question, I can reach out to somebody. Even this week, I had one of my team members ask me a question, and she said, "Can I call Mary Kay customer service?" I'm like, "No, I've got something better." And so I was able to reach out to a Facebook group of other Mary Kay directors and got the answer in 2 minutes. And so I've had the resources. But when I started Why Not Today, I realized there was a lot I didn't know, and I kind of felt like I was doing it alone. I recently had somebody that says she's had four businesses, two were not successful, and really one of the reasons it wasn't successful is she's like, "My ego got in the way, and I was trying to do it all by myself." So the good news is you really don't have to do it alone. Just like my friend said, you know, she tried to do it alone, and that just wasn't very successful. So I recently started something called the Why, or the Women Taking Action Inner Circle. And today I want to share with you guys the magic and the power of what's happening inside the group, because it's transforming with women's businesses and lives in ways I couldn't even have imagined. And it hasn't been going on that long. And of course, I still have spots if you're interested. So when I first dreamed up the Inner Circle, I wasn't trying to create just another coaching program. What I wanted was a space where women could show up as they are with the wins, the struggles, the questions. And you know, we've had weeks and we've been talking and there's been tears. Get clarity on what to focus on each week without the overwhelm. And most importantly, feel like they belonged. And so I actually had a couple people tell me one of my strengths or superpowers is creating space for people. And I love gathering people, building community. I think that just came to me naturally from my father. But that just gives me so much joy to include people, to build community, and to hold space. And so that's what two friends recently said that my superpower is creating the space and holding space for other people. And ironically, a couple years ago, my word was space. So the most amazing part is the women who joined, from seasoned entrepreneurs to women just stepping into something new. They all said the same thing. They were tired of doing it alone. Can you hear a theme here? So I asked as they joined why they joined. And I said, one woman who's been an entrepreneur and coach for years, she said, I need accountability. I need community. I need tracking. I'm not getting done what I need to do. She knew the power of consistency, but wanted a circle to keep her focused and moving. Another said she had too many ideas, but was stuck, unsure which one to run with. She needed clarity and momentum. One woman shared that she was stepping into a new chapter, leaving a long career, moving toward coaching. What she needed was confidence and support that she made as she made that big transition. Another, newly retired, said she had too much time on her hands. She wanted healthy structure, accountability, and people who share the journey with. She wanted to figure out what's next. I also had somebody who recently or has been looking job hunting, and she's like, my confidence was gone, and I needed to be around like-minded people to give me the confidence to search for another job and be able to be confident in finding it. I remember one call we had, one of the first calls, I heard one of the women kind of under her breath, but I heard it. She says, boy, I needed this today. So different stories, different seasons, but the same desire. None of them wanted to keep doing business alone. So why does this matter? Why is community, why the inner circle specifically so powerful? Here are three reasons. One, community builds perspective. When it's on your own, it's easy to get stuck in your head. You second guess yourself. You wonder if you're doing the right thing. You overthink. Your head is a danger. Your mind is a dangerous place. Get out of it. But when you bring your ideas, your challenges, even your fears to the group who get it, suddenly you realize you're not crazy. You're not behind and you're not failing. You're simply human and you're on a journey. That perspective is priceless. And so in the group, we actually every week we come to it with things that we're struggling with, things that we need support with, and we mastermind as a group, helping each other. We're all coming from different strengths and abilities, and we're able to help each other. One of the questions I ask new members before they join is, what are your strengths? What are things that you can bring to the group? Because I don't want to just be teaching. I want this to be a group effort. All right. So the second reason, accountability creates momentum. Let's be honest. When you're your own boss, nobody is checking in on you to make sure you follow through. Some days that freedom feels amazing. Other days it feels paralyzing. I always say the best part about having your own business is you don't have a boss, and the worst part is you don't have a boss. So figuring out how to put in those boundaries or those things to hold you accountable. So inside the inner circle, we use a simple weekly action plan. I give everybody one along with a dashboard of things to track, and we customize, personalize that dashboard for you. It takes about 10 minutes to fill out and gives you a roadmap for the week. And the magic happens when you share it and know others are cheering you on. No win is too small to celebrate. That little bit of accountability creates massive momentum. So we talk about your wins every week and we celebrate you. And then three, and I just mentioned the celebration fuels confidence. This might be my favorite part. Too often, women skip right past their wins. They move the goalposts and think, well, that was good, but I should go further, be further by now. In the inner circle, we start every call with wins, big and small. Someone might share they finally post on Instagram or LinkedIn after months of hesitation. Another might say she landed a new client. And sometimes a win is simply, I showed up for myself today. Or showing up on the call. And when you're celebrated, when someone sees you and says that matters, it builds your confidence, and confidence fuels courage. So I think back to my own journey in business. Over 30 years, I built a successful career with Mary Kay. And do you know what made the biggest difference? As I said earlier, mentioned, it wasn't the products or even the sales strategy, it was the community. Women who locked arms with me, encouraged me, held me accountable, reminded me to keep going. And I have a good friend of mine in Mary Kay. And it's amazing. We were running partners, and actually, somebody from her team mentioned this the other day. She said she could tell exactly when both of our businesses took off. It's when we locked arms, it's when we work together, it's when we support each other. And ironically, my business would be soaring and hers wasn't so hot, and vice versa. And sometimes we were running together, but we were always there for each other. And when we were having a bad day, we knew each other well enough to say, let's have coffee, let's have lunch. I remember one time her husband's like, why don't you call Leslie and you guys should have lunch? And we're still there for each other. And it's somebody you can celebrate your wins, but also when you're having a bad day, encourage. And Mary Kay often said, when you come together in community, when you're having a really good week, you need to come and be celebrating, encourage somebody else. And when you're having a really bad week, you need to come and be encouraged. So that's exactly what I wanted to create with the Women Taking Action Inner Circle, a place where no one feels like they're on their own island, because entrepreneurship is brave work, is stepping into the unknown. And while you're absolutely capable of doing it, you don't have to do it alone. I had somebody on my podcast recently, Travis, who I mentioned earlier. He's like, being an entrepreneur and owning your own business is definitely a personal growth journey. And if you're not willing to grow personally and learn, then don't bother. So what if you're feeling stuck, spinning your wheels, or maybe just lonely in your business? I want you to know there's a place for you. So the Women Taking Action Inner Circle isn't about being perfect. It's about building momentum, getting focused, and taking brave action, bold action together. So here's the thing. The magic isn't just in the tools or the coaching. It's in the community. Women who are strangers just weeks ago are now supporting, encouraging, celebrating each other. And that's the power of saying yes to yourself. I also, every week, I provide Why Not Today wisdom, which is just a tidbit of a little bit of training, things that I've learned or things that I'm hearing from the women in the group that just need support in. After 30 years of helping women grow businesses, I got lots of tools in my tool bag. So let me leave you with this question. Why not today? Why not decide you don't have to do this alone? If you're curious and want to learn more, reach out to me. I'd love to tell you more about it and see if it's a right fit for you. And nobody just signs up. You have to go meet with me virtually, more than likely, to have a call to see if it's a good fit for you. I don't want anybody to be a part of this that doesn't work for you, or it doesn't work for the rest of the group. So I'd love to tell you more about it, see if it's a right fit. And so until next time, remember, courage isn't the absence of fear. It's taking action in spite of it. And you, my friend, are capable of more than you know. So thanks for listening to the Why Not Today podcast. And as I always say, it's your space for practical tools, real encouragement, and courageous growth. Whether you're launching something new or navigating a pivot, I hope you're leaving today's episode with a clear next step. And a reminder, you're not alone. If you're ready to take the next step and you want to hear more about the Inner Circle or just anything we've got going on with Why Not Today, check it all out at whynottodaymovement.com. And this podcast, you're your bridge from inspiration to action. And I'm here with you to walk every step of the way. If this episode spoke to you, share it with a friend, leave a review, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a moment of courage. And remember, you don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to take the next brave step. And as I always say, why not today? Thanks for listening, and I hope to connect with you soon. Oh, and if you haven't joined the Why Not Today Women Taking Action Facebook group and community, join us. And let me know if there's anybody that you think would be a good guest for the podcast, or something that you're looking for. All right. Why not today? Bye.